Hey family, Pastor Will here, and welcome to our 5 minutes to live by. It's also day four of our Miracle Month, y'all. We are up every morning at 6 a.m. doing Miracle Month. That's the month of August, the month of new beginnings, for 31 straight days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for 31 straight days every day. We're believing God for miracle. And sometimes in order to get what you've never had, you got to do something you've never done. So I encourage you to go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer and learn more about this time of prayer, this time of believing God for miracles. Let's jump into our study for today. We're still talking about the priceless woman, this woman and her role in the family. She is powerful. She is priceless. She is prayerful and she is patient. Let's talk about the praying woman, the power of a praying woman. One of her major roles in the family is to pray. Now, the Bible says that we should always pray and not faint. He gave a parable about a woman who would just never quit, never give up. She had to go to a judge who feared no man. He didn't fear God. He didn't regard God, didn't fear man, but she was persistent. She wouldn't quit. This is what a woman brings to the table. She is powerful. She is priceless. She is patient, but she's also very prayerful. Now, it is important, because to pray means to have a direct line of communications with God. And when a woman stops praying, she loses her communications with God. And if you lose your communication with God, the world will turn you inside out. Hallelujah. A lot of women are in survival mode. They're in desperation mode. They're in struggling mode. They're in frustration mode, depression mode. They're like, I can't take this no more. Mode. But when you find yourself in that place, and you will, you better make sure you have a direct line of communications with God. We should always pray and not faint. Don't ever stop. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. I don't care what happens. God is still on the throne. God is still alive. God has not forgotten you. He has not changed his mind concerning you, and he will perform and perfect that which concerneth you. But you can't lose your line of communication. Now, one of the ways that we do this, and we're speaking to the ladies now, and this is true for men too, is that we make sure that we are praying with someone, that we have a prayer partner. The Bible says two is better than one. If one falls, the other one is there to pick them up. If one is cold, the other one is there to warm them up. And if one gets into a fight, the other one is there to back them up. Now, this is significant, because the Bible says, now listen to this, confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So not only should I have a persistent prayer, I must have somebody else in my life that has persistent prayer, because I am not perfect. There's going to get to a place, sometimes you fall into a hole, you can't get yourself out. Sometimes you fall into depression and you need someone that can pray you out and pray you through. And so that's why two is better than one. I should never stop praying. But if I do, I better have somebody else praying for me. Hallelujah. Somebody else that I confess, somebody else that I can say, look, I just don't feel it today. Look, I'm feeling down. I'm feeling depressed. I need to talk to somebody. And so the Bible says, confess your faults to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Who is your prayer partner? Who is your confession partner? I know that some of you saying, I want everybody in my business. You don't want it, and you don't want everybody in your business, but you do want somebody in your business. You do want somebody that knows the word of God, somebody that can call you out and pray you out and pull you out and speak on your behalf. Somebody can come and get you and say, okay, you've cried long enough. It's time to get up out of here. Somebody that can say, listen, I know you're supposed to encourage yourself, but right now you need me to encourage you. And so we pray, and we never give up on prayer, ladies. That's your role. You pray for those children. You pray for that husband. You are the power of a praying woman, the power of a praying wife, the power of a praying sister, the power of a praying daughter, but there's power in that prayer. Hallelujah. When that man is going through, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Pray him through. When those children are acting like they've been raised by wolves and you giving up on them, that ain't going to fix nothing. Pray for them. Pray them out of that. Pray them through that. We don't give up. We pray. Hallelujah. God says don't ever stop. Men should always pray. Women should always pray. Ladies should always pray. Mothers should always pray. Wives should always pray. Daughters should always pray. Sisters should always pray. We should always pray and not faint. Don't ever quit. Don't ever stop. This is what you bring to the tables, lady, in this divine family. I want you to go today. Guess what I want you to do? I want you to pray. I also want you to do, I want you to find somebody else that you can pray with. Get you a prayer partner. As a matter of fact, join me. We're in Miracle Month. We have over 200 people joining us in prayer on Facebook, YouTube, and Prayer Line. Go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer and let's come together and pray. My time is up, but remember this. Don't just live life. Live a victorious life and have an amazing day. You all pray. Be blessed.